Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about what is micro wholesaling real estate. Stay tuned. All right. So I got this funny conversations going on online on one of the forums, and it's about micro wholesaling real estate, and I wanted to put a little bit of shed a little bit of light on it. Okay, I noticed that some of the people engaged in the conversations are typical internet trollers. Okay, are people that may be struggling in their business and they're now skeptical about gurus, they're skeptical about new information and knowledge, and one of them is micro wholesaling real estate. And I'm going to read these comments to you and then I'm going to address each one of them. Okay, so he says it's about flipping. This is micro wholesaling real estate. Okay, it's about flipping and selling real estate leads to investors. Allegedly, you can get investors to prepay for leads upfront and use this to find leads via arbitrage. You know, if you don't know what leads means prospects. It means people's contact information that I've said, yes, I would like some help. A lead means somebody who says, yes, I have a house to get rid of, right? Contact information of that kind of person is what you call lead. And we live and die for leads in business generally because leads is what turns to customers, right? So leads are essentially prospective customers or potential customers, if you will. Okay, so when you learn how to generate leads and you sell that to other investors is apparently what they're referring to as micro wholesaling. So you're not doing the wholesale yourself, you're just generating the leads and you're selling it. Okay, but let's continue here. So apparently there's some software platform involved that supposed to automate this. Now, here's what I'm going to warn you. There's a lot of people selling software, selling apps, selling this, supposed to make your life easier. And I'm sorry to bust bubbles here. Really, all you need are the Google tools. You need a Google Sheets, Google Doc, okay, Google Gmail, really, to run this business. And maybe if you're going to pay for anything, maybe an autoresponder to build your list of potential buyers, to build a list of potential investors. Yes, you need to build a list at some point. You need to learn how to build a list, okay? And that's what I will personally build rather than generating leads to sell, okay? But I'll talk about that in a second here. So it continues, it's about selling motivated seller leads, right? So people that are motivated to sell. Motivated seller leads to motivated buyers at $8 per lead in groups of 50 to 100. You can advertise the leads initially and buyers will send you the money up front. Then you turn around and buy them from another source for less money and keep the profit. All right, so again, as wholesalers, internet marketers, business owners, network marketers, leads is the bloodline of our businesses, okay? If you're not generating leads, there's no money, okay? That is really that simple. So now, this person is teaching people what we refer to as micro real estate wholesaling, right? And this is what it is. You learn how to, you actually sell it first and then you turn around and you buy it and then you give it to them, all right? So you learn how to sell leads first, you collect the money and you buy it for cheap and you turn around and you sell it. And the spread in between that is the arbitrage is where you make your money from. Okay, now here's the thing, okay? I don't necessarily think that's illegal, okay? But I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney, and I refuse to be an attorney, and I would not be an attorney, and I refuse to give you legal advice, and I am not giving you legal advice. But what I can tell you is this, okay? In a free market world, I personally don't think that's illegal, as long as you actually deliver within the time of your contract what you promise you're going to deliver. Sometimes that's leads. That's people's contact information that I've said, yes, I'm interested in selling a house. If you, in fact, you're doing that ethically, you're generating real leads that are actually interested. There's a lot of companies doing that, okay? A lot of so-called marketing agency agencies, that's what they do. They generate leads, they sell the leads, and all the spread in between all that money is where people collect money. That's where people create economy and create income and revenue for their business, okay? So I don't necessarily see anything wrong with that. Now, what they do is they batch it together in the form of 50s and $100, that's $400 to $500 a piece. And you turn around, you buy the leads and you sell it. If somebody is a sucker enough to buy such leads and they can't find the source of these leads on the internet, then so be it. That's just what it is, okay? And there's nothing unethical about that. Because if they don't know where to find these leads and you know where to find it and you're selling it to the people and they're willingly and able to pay that money, $400, $800 a piece for 50 to 100 leads that are actual leads, that's a real business model. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you find places to build your business that way where you can bring in some cash flow into your business while you're waiting for your first deal, you might as well just do it, okay? Because you're bringing value to another person. See, as long as you're bringing value to another person, there's nothing wrong with it. It's absolutely an ethical thing, and I would do it. I'm not giving you legal advice, but I would do that, okay? I will buy the leads. I will sell you the leads, and then I will tell you I'm going to deliver in the next 2 to 3 days. I will go get the lead. There will be real leads, and I will sell it to you, okay? I mean, I will deliver, okay? And I will fulfill the commitment, okay? And there's nothing unethical about that. Now, is that something I would do now knowing what I know today with the digital age infrastructures and platform of marketing, like marketing on YouTube, Facebook for cheaper and not have to deal with the edit or somebody calling this another kind of scam? I don't have to deal with this kind of stuff. Okay, now I've done a business model like that in the past where I help people generate leads, but it's often not appreciated the way I thought it would be appreciated because I know the value of a lead. The value of a lead is not $8 per lead. The value of a lead is $20, $30, even sometimes $500 per lead. If you're selling a product, right, for $20,000 and on an average you're bringing in leads, you're paying for an average lead is paying you $10,000, I will pay up to $5,000 for that lead. Why? Because it's printing money. Okay, that's leads that's becoming $10,000. That's like printing money, that's doubling the money. Okay, so leads has no tagged value on it until you do the math. Okay, so to me, leads are valuable, but it's not always valuable to the end buyer. Okay, sometimes you have to paint that picture, and when you paint that picture, they're painting another picture in their own head. They are literally thinking you're saying they're going to become a millionaire, but you end up selling this lead. They don't become a millionaire, then they hold it against you. I've been a victim of that, okay? And I'm going to tell you right now, I do not buy and sell leads anymore because of that reason. Now, there are ways you can put disclaimers together and still be doing the right thing and not have people hold you accountable for such nonsense. But I like peace of mind. I like to sleep well at night, okay? I don't like somebody lingering over my shoulder. So I'd rather teach, okay? I'd rather teach people than give people the fish, especially when they don't know how to, when they don't see it as fish, right? I'd rather teach people how to fish. That way they can decide what's good for them as a fish or not. Does that make sense? So that's why I encourage people to learn marketing, okay? Learn marketing and use that marketing to build your own list. Now, as opposed to of me selling the leads to the investors, I will offer to advertise their properties, okay, their deals on my list just in case somebody picks it up. If somebody picks it up, I'll get paid as a partner of the deal. I'd rather do that because nobody is being held hostage in that whole process. I'm building a list because I know the value in building a list and the leads on that list, but I'm not selling the leads without it actually becoming a real transaction. Does that make sense? So creating transaction out of thin air, it's not really what it sounds like. It's not really bad, okay? But you have to understand that people's mindsets are all over the place. The emotions, if you will, is raw, and when they really feel like they're gonna make money and they don't end up making money, you're just gonna have way too much bad mouth all over the place about your brand. And that's why I've avoided the idea of selling leads, okay? Personally. But there is a viable business and there are people doing it successfully out there and without any of such ethics. Just personally, it's one of those things where I'm not passionate about it and I stop doing it completely, okay? And I don't have to do that to make money. I can create real transactions tangible, if you will, transactions and make money. I can send somebody traffic to buy their property, and I can make money from doing that rather than selling them a lead, and then they turn around and say, hey, your lead did not work, after not being consistent for a while. Because leads don't just work like that. You have to be consistent with advertising and things like that. So if somebody try it once, it doesn't work, they're going to claim it doesn't work, okay? But when I have my list, and I can advertise to my list over and over again. And when I create a transaction, it looks like overnight success. But the truth is that I've literally sent that advertising out a few times before it hits. And that's real business, generally speaking, okay? So, you can advertise the leads, he says. You can advertise the leads initially, and buyers will send you the money up front. Then you turn around and buy them from another source for less money and keep the profit. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? I just personally would not do that. Rob calls this arbitrage. Yeah, arbitrage is real money. It's equity, okay? Reselling someone else's product for a higher price. Exactly. It's called free market. It's called business, okay? Profit. My unanswered question to him was, how did he set a price for $8 per lead? I told you earlier, a lead to me is not $8 per lead. It's a lot more than that, okay? It's at least half of whatever the average revenue per lead is for me through the funnel, okay? So lead has no value to me. As in, like, lead is very valuable for me is what I mean to say. And $8 is nothing, okay? If I'm paying $10 per lead, as long as I'm making an average of $20 per lead on that, I'm game. I'm bank all day long, and that's called business. And you need to understand that. You need to have that mindset in order to be successful in entrepreneur in period, okay? Just how fresh and qualified are they? Well, you got to test that. You got to do it over time to find out. And no one's going to promise you anything. That's the whole problem with lead generation and selling the leads. It's, you can't guarantee anything. Just like I can't guarantee you're going to wake up tomorrow. I'm not going to guarantee that your leads are going to buy tomorrow. But this is now time for you to take a risk. Very simply, right? So the course and software price to learn this stuff is $497, along with the usual bonuses if you sign up immediately. Has anyone actually had any success with micro wholesaling? See, that's the problem with most people. They're always looking for someone to have success first. If someone already had success with something and that's where you want to get in, it's already too late. You got to learn how to test things on your own if it makes sense to you. You got to learn how to test it. If it doesn't work, you keep it moving. You make mistakes fast. You fail fast. You move forward. You fail forward. Like John Maxwell would say, that's how you do it in real business. If you can't do that, you're not ready for entrepreneurship. You're definitely not ready for real estate wholesaling, because some leads are going to fall apart. It's going to fall through. Some deals are going to fall through, and you're going to be at closing and you can't close and you just have to go home. I've done that before. I've been at closing before. I thought I was going to make $30,000, and then the whole thing got blocked. And there were some things came up on the title, and it was over. It was a wrap. And no one was making money that day. And worse, that person that thought they were getting rid of a property that's a liability were stuck with the property. Yeah, it can get really rough out here. But if you learn how to generate leads, then you don't have to worry about one deal falling through, because eventually you have back-to-back-to-back-to-back situation, okay? So that's all I have for you on this episode. If you want to learn how to generate your own leads for your own business, you want to learn how to generate money online, you want to learn how to generate $5,000 every 30 days, even before you close your first deal, I have a free masterclass that I'm doing. You see the link on the screen. It's called olatalks.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go. If you like what I've shared with you so far, give me a thumbs up. If you have somebody a team member that you think would benefit out of that, click share and share it to your social media wall, your network, everything, and they will appreciate you. And if you have thoughts and questions, please share your thoughts below.